rewrite the history of your presidency. No one knows how most of these things were done. For example, last night we settled, I didn't bother you with it, there's a four-power declaration on Berlin about the admission. It was a freedom house. It was totally, absolutely, completely screwed up. We worked it out. We worked out the theater to go with it. That is, we have an agreed text now. State is going to present one version. The Russians present another version. And we will present the...
State
of love. The agreed... Oh, he adores it. And he called again. He's sending you a case of vodka. He's sending you Georgian wine.
And I ask you to be sure, though,
plus, having the backbone of our that our soldiers, that our advisors provide me, plus having our Air Force pulled up, plus having the Constitution changed. So I frankly think we need you to manage this for us. And if they're not willing
to... The idea, frankly, is going to be his. That's another thing.
If he wants to resign after 6 months, that's a different proposition. But I think, Mr. President, for your position, if you end this war by dropping him down the chute, it will be just too hard for us. For you, us, but Gromyko really, he went into great detail this morning to bring and said, we're sending a message today. We're telling them under all circumstances not to turn it down immediately. But that helps us too. But if we can keep these talks going through the election, what the hell is McGovern going to say? In fact, the idiot is making another mistake. For him to make a speech now in the middle of our negotiations is a disaster for him. Because we can... Yeah, he's making a major speech for Vietnam this week. And accuse him of having screwed it all up. It was
well, he's not that wild. He's immoral, corrupt, etc. Jesus Christ will not give it up. He's a son of a bitch.
He is the worst skunk that I have seen.
And then put him on this pious cloak of morality. But I have no use for Presley.
He came up to me at the Israeli concert, and he said, after the election, you and I will restore normal relations. I said, we have no relations to restore. He's been vicious to me, but he's been disgraceful to the country and outrageous to you. I mean, after all, to put it mildly, there is a chance that you'll be president for 4 more years. That's putting it mildly. It's a near certainty. And for him to attack you in this way is the most divisive. If Agnew were to say this, the whole press would be screaming.
That's the way they are. You realize he, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CBS, NBC, ABC, believe this. They are vicious, divisive bastards.
No one has been more generous towards his opponents than you. If you have
after this election.
No, but before. If you've shown one weakness, it's that you've been too gentle. It's certainly not that you've been too divisive.
That's right.
And
we shall see you. Can't do it, though. I have determined that this, as far as the media are concerned, and our opponents and Congress are concerned, that being generous and fair is interpreted by them as a sign of weakness, because they are not generous and fair.
And all the little things.
And to do it is to cut the goddamn throat.
Take Stuart out, sir. Now, you had him on the plane.
Yes, sir. But I didn't agree. I was damn busy, didn't want to do it either.
That's right. I took up his case with the Russians on Turkey to see whether they had any remedy. So what does he do? He has two articles on the Watergate. Now this week he has an article on me. Me and Rogers, but it's got every crappy thing in them. Me and Rogers, me and Conley, me and Richards. It's...
Why do you think he does?
Oh, because basically...
Pandering
to his friends. He knows better.
His friends. Well, Joe doesn't do this.
Now, Joe called me
as...
I told Joe yesterday.
Absolutely.
But I told Joe yesterday that I have reluctantly concluded that I can no longer have any social contact with his brother, because as long as he writes like this, I want to be able to say I never see him. That he's on his own. Well, he was mortified. He said he's sick. I said, well, I like him very much, but I can no longer have anything to do with
him. You know, I call him on the phone. That's the thing. Let me tell you what these leftists,
steward is being a lefty. Steward is like Joe, but he doesn't have his strength of character.
Social.
I mean, the way this social life operates in this town, you know, you've got Tom Braden, Kay Graham,
right,
and all these guys.
Standing
and you never hear anything else.
Strong. Vigorous barrel.
But I think that the Russians are going to get that message to the
But Henry, you couldn't be more right if you think of what these assholes want. Their act is if they kicked us the hell out of there and arrest them, it's not going to happen. This is going to be, this has got to be a tough heavy thing. What have you heard from Pagan anymore?
He's seeing Pew tomorrow morning at 9:30.
What are your plans the next couple of days?
But I'll be here. I'm leaving Saturday morning. I'm going tonight. I'm going about 7 o'clock. I'm meeting at 8:30. And there will be two subjects he could have in this message. One is Vietnam. The other, maybe they're giving me an account of their talk with the Japanese. They've specifically requested me. Whatever it is, I will quote exactly what you said to Romico yesterday.
Well, Henry, we can't get along. We
McGovern really does make Vietnam an issue, and if we don't bring it to a point, I would be, you think it would help you, be prepared to go very public, go on television and do whatever is necessary.
Before the election.
Before the election, tear him up, but we have a chance. I do not exclude, mad as it might seem, that around the 20th you may be able to announce an agreement, in principle, not every last detail. But that would include prisoners, fire, everything. The details would have to be worked out. It wouldn't go into effect.
Get those certain Jews moving on. You've got to do something more dramatic than what I don't know what. I really feel that it has to be announced.
Now, what I'm tentatively playing with, Mr. President, I don't know how you, whether you can, you have any objection, but maybe I should take Haig with me on Sunday. You seem a little reluctant simply to have an adult with me. My staff is good at this thing.
The only problem I said is if you take him out with OS, these things might be built up anyway, the fact you're having meetings, so Haig should go. No problem. Just take
him. But I'm thinking of it. I'll make a
statement. I think it's good to have a good, strong man with you that you can talk
particularly
to.
As he's been in Saigon.
Sure.
Then, if we get a big breakthrough, I'll send Haig back here. He can brief you. I might go on to Saigon. And I might even go from Saigon to Hanoi.
Right.
Get it wrapped up and come here. Now, I don't want to raise expectations with you. If I go to Saigon, it will be within an ace of being sent. I won't go otherwise.
Well, I'm afraid that we are dealing with these assholes on the other side, blind people. They're undoubtedly being pushed not the Russians and Chinese, but by our domestic opponents. It's led to think that, oh, don't do it. I mean, I think they're being baited by the bureaucrats of this world. Don't do anything. Don't help this son of a bitch.
Yeah, but it's a hell of a... I told Kromyko, I said, well, maybe they'll break up the next meeting, he said. It would be a very somber decision for them to take, and I don't think they'll take it.
Do you determine that it will be a three-day meeting?
No, the way we will handle it is, Mr. President, on Sunday morning. The speaker will announce that I'm meeting with them, and that my return will be announced. When it has been decided upon, and that way it's clear that it will be at least a two-day meeting.
Yeah.
I don't think
the length of the meeting will be announced once it's decided, depending on what happens.
Exactly.
I'd say the length of the meeting will be depending on what.
But he could say it's probably going to be more than one day. And then it can go one of two ways, Mr. President. It can either go that we agree enough to justify a trip to Saigon and Hanoi. What else? I could come back here, work out another position with you, then go to Saigon and back to Paris that way and get it settled.